感谢我们当中很多同龄的带导以及关心。
Thank you to brothers and sisters for your care and your prayers.
所以今天能够照着教会的安排继续来做分享。
That today, according to what the church has arranged, we'll continue to share.
这个声音如果让大家听得比较紧张，请大家赦免啊。
Please forgive me if my voice makes you a bit anxious.
有人说不尽然这种事情就一定是阻挡了。
So some people say that since this sort of thing is unexpected, it must be an obstacle.
但是就小弟这20年来的体验
，But in my 20 years of experience,
每次我觉得圣工里面有一些挑战跟阻挡的时候，我就知道那个圣工之后一定会有效果。
Every time there is a challenge or obstacle in church work, I know that at the end of that obstacle there will be a result.
这是小弟个人的属灵体验。
This is what I have experienced myself.
因为我们那个对手空中属灵掌权的。
Because our enemy is the one that is,
他有相当的能力能够预知部分的未来。
It has some ability to know what will happen in the future.
我的经验是他觉得没有效果的圣工，他也不会阻挡啦。
My experience is if he thinks that this church work is useless, he will not oppose it.
但是主的恩典跟各位圣徒的信心跟爱心，必然能够战胜这一切。
But the grace of our Lord and the love of our brothers and sisters can overcome this.
好，那我们接续上一次跟大家分享的经节。
So let us continue to share the same passage we did last time.
我们进行的是启示录前三章一些要点的阐述跟分享。
We are sharing on some of the summary and the main points in the first three chapters of Revelation.
我们上次分享到了启示录二章六节。
Last time we talked about Revelation chapter 2 verse 6.
这里说然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你混恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。
But this you have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate.
因为我们上次其实是分享第二章的第二节啦。
Last time we were talking about chapter 2, verse 2.
最后再解释这个不能容忍恶人。
We were talking about not being able to bear those who are evil.
我们就不再花时间了。
So we will not talk about this anymore.
那好像一个基督徒应该包容所有的人，要容忍所有的人。
It seems like a Christian should be able to bear anybody.
可是我们在这里看到的是主对以弗所教会同龄的肯定。
But here is what the Lord acknowledged in the church of Ephesus.
肯定他不能容忍某些人啊。
Acknowledged how that they cannot bear some people.
这个好像跟一般弟兄姐妹基督徒的认知有所违反。
This is somewhat different to what Christians usually understand.
比如我传道只要说我不能容忍谁啊，传道你这样不像基督徒，没有爱心啊。
For example, as a preacher, if I say I cannot bear this person, then people may think that I am someone who lacks love.
所以我们上次最后也分享了，这个恶人其实是有他的一些条件在的。
So last time we talked about how these evil people have their special points.
这个恶人不是你心中讨厌的那个人啊。
Someone who is evil is not someone whom you hate.
所以记得我们最后上次翻了另外一个新约的经节吗？
So last time we looked at a verse in the New Testament.
人跟人之间有嫌隙啊，这个你要包容啊。
You must forbear each other's complaints.
那这个恶人指的是什么呢？所以二节最后我们上次最后讲的，花一分钟复习就好了。
So who are these evil people? We will revise this for a minute.
其实就是传歪曲的道。
It is the people who preach a distorted truth.
要把神的人带离神啊。
They would like to lead people away from God.
换句话说，这边的恶人指的是神的仇敌啊。
So these evil people are the enemies of God.
所以我们大家一定要有个概念齁，我们要不要爱仇敌。
So we should think about, should we love our enemies?
我讲得很快哦，我们剩下不到三节了。
We only have three sessions left, so I'll be quick.
我们基督徒要不要爱仇敌？
As Christians, should we love our enemies?
要。
Yes.
对不对？所以你要爱你的仇敌，
so、
对不对
？Must love your enemies, right？
这个经节很熟哦，记住经文是说你的仇敌呀、啊， 你的仇敌哦。
The Bible says you must love your enemy.
可是我们现在的弟兄姐妹都搞混了。
But now our brothers and sisters are confused.
我们都不爱我自己的仇敌、啊。
We don't love our own enemy.
神说你我赖昌要爱赖昌义的仇敌啊。
God said that preacher Lai, you must love your enemies.
我们都不爱我们的仇敌，我们却去爱神的仇敌，这是怎么一回事啊？
We do not love our own enemies, but we love the enemy of God.
各位头脑有通吗？
Does this make sense?
还有哦，我们上次讲到恨嘛，我们现在要来解答。
And、last time we talked about hate, which we'll
常常是这样子。我们读圣经不求圣洁啊，就读出另外一本圣经来、啊。
Sometimes when we read the Bible, we are reading a different Bible.
好，我们先来看二章六节，继续来思考、啊。
Let us continue to look at chapter 2 verse 6.
这是主给七教会书信同一封，是在第一封书信里面的内容。
This is the first letter to the churches.
这里说，然而你还有一件可取的事，这是肯定嘛？
This is acknowledgement that they still have one thing.
肯定什么呢？肯定以弗所教会的同龄恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为。
That the church in Ephesus hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans.
诶，你们看英文这个恨恶是用哪个字啊？
So, what is the English verb that is used here?
不管你哪一个版本的，那个是哪个字啊？
Whichever version you use, which verb is used here?
啊？ Hate. 啊，我问大家啦，你们英文都比小弟好啦。
So, I'll ask you because your English is better than mine.
I don't like 跟 I hate 是一样的东西吗？
Is it the same saying I don't like or I hate?
应该不是 dislike, 应该是 don't like 啦、哦 yeah. 好啦，因为我们华文的翻译啊，恨跟恶加在一起，我们很多人就会好心好意把恨拿掉变成恶啦。你翻译看看，我听听看。
So because in the Chinese version, it uses these two verbs forhating someone, so
他比较偏向于去解释说，这个不是恨啊，这是不喜欢、讨厌啊，恶就是讨厌嘛。
So the verb used in Chinese is it means to detest someone or detest, dislike someone.
我告诉各位，希腊原文里面就是恨这个字，没有讨厌的意思，就是恨。
But in the original Greek text, the meaning of the word is hate.
上次给大家一个简单的 homework, 给大家回去思考看看基督徒可不可以有恨。
So last time I asked everyone to consider for homework, can Christians hate?
赖传道你要讲异端。
You may think preacher Lai is being a heretic.
对不对？因为约翰一书第四章不用翻的啦，神就是爱啊。
Because 1 John chapter 4, it says God is love.
神就是爱，对不对？
God is love.
对，你们要点头啊！对啦，这么对呀、啊。
Is that right?
神是爱，可是神有没有恨啊？
God is love, but did God hate?
因为今天普天之下，大部分甚至包括我们一部分本会的信徒啊，都自然而然认为基督徒只能爱不能恨。
Because many Christians today think that we can only love, we cannot hate.
因为我们神是爱。
Because our God is love.
好，那这种以人义为思想的逻辑啊，推论也会把人推到神那边去啦。
This human way of thinking can push people towards God.
所以基督，我不要讲神，因为神你又把有些又把它分成为旧约的神跟新约的神，那都乱掉了嘛。
So some people even mix up God in the Old Testament and God in the New Testament.
我直接就讲耶稣有没有恨。
So I will ask you, did Jesus hate?
你不敢点头啊？有，为什么？啊，下面不就这样写的吗？来，我们继续看嘛。
Because what does it say next?
哦，这也是我所恨的。
It says which I also hate.
啊，这是第一人称代名词嘛。
This is the first person singular.
我是谁啊
？Who is I?
这里的我，你千万不能说是使徒约翰。我们上次说启示录是谁的啊？
So we cannot say this is the Apostle John.
所以上次为什么我们第一个重点要说启示录不是使徒约翰的，不要受外面那些参考书的影响啊。
We talked about that this revelation is not the revelation of John.
约翰只是一个代笔者，只是一个记录者，了解吗
？John is just somebody who wrote it down.
我再问大家一次，你们都有跟使徒约翰一样有同样一个圣灵
？And you all have the same Holy Spirit as Apostle John.
启示录是谁的啊
？Who is the revelation
of the
it is the revelation of Jesus Christ, not of Apostle John. So do not get this confused. Who is this I? It is Jesus. It is the Son of Man Christ. So did Jesus hate?
这不是我在创作啊
this is not me
所以根本没有什么天启文学启示文学的乱搞一通
There is no advanced literature
他就是把它当成文学的所以后来一大堆的阐释哇那种创作文章我也很会写啊
So I can also write those literature articles
所以后来什么冷水热水啦这些的都跟使徒约翰到的城市背景有关系什么东西啊
So it's why people will explain the lukewarm water is related to the city that John was in at the time
相解释就错了
And this sort of explanation is wrong
这圣经是给